Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Hathi Sultani wal Qadi wa ghayrihima min wulati al umuri ala ittikhadi wazirin salihin wa tahdhirihim min qurana'is su'i wal qabul minhum. The chapter on encouraging a ruler, a judge, and other people that are in authority to appoint righteous advisors, to appoint righteous ministers, and a warning to them against evil companions and accepting the advice of evil companions. So let us just understand what this chapter is mentioning. The chapter on encouraging a ruler, a person who is a leader, a person who is a judge, a person who is in some authority, some position of authority, what he should do, he should appoint a righteous advisor, a righteous mushir, a righteous minister. A person is a leader, then his advisor will be a minister. So he should advise people that are righteous, pious. These should be the people that are giving him mashura. He should be taking mashura from pious people. This is very important. A person is in a leadership position, he's in a judge, he's in an important position. Who should be the people that are giving him his advice? They should be pious people. Very, very important. And the second part of this chapter is a warning to them against having evil people, people that are corrupt around them, giving them wrong advice. Whatever advice the leaders are taking, the judges are taking, they are taking that advice and generally they act upon the advice. So therefore they must be very careful at who is the circle that is around them. Are the circle of pious people? If the circle is a circle of pious people, then that advice also that they are getting will be good advice, sound advice. And then thereafter what they will implement and how they will go about carrying out their duties will be dependent on the type of advice they're taking, the type of circle that those in authority are keeping. Such an important thing. قال الله تعالى الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. Whilst this chapter is speaking about those in authority, those that are judges, in general matters to all of us, this applies also. Then the circle that we keep, those that we keep as our advisors, those that we get counsel from, that we consult with, we should ensure that they are righteous people, they are good people, they have understanding in the matter that we are discussing with. So like that, when a person keeps that right company, that good company, he takes good advice, then generally you will find that a person will be moving on a good path. قال الله تعالى الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Zukhruf that friends will be enemies on that day except those who fear Allah ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, those that were friends in this world, now they will be enemies on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, except those that had taqwa. Those that had taqwa, that friendship was a friendship based on taqwa. Now that friendship will be a friendship that will go very, very far. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, under this Mufassir, he mentions under this ayat of Quran, he mentions an incident. he quotes a hadith and he explains that on that day those people that were friends, this ayat is saying al-akhilla, those people that were good friends, bosom friends in this world, now they will become enemies, serious enemies on the day of Qiyamah, except those friends that were good friends in this world based on piety. In other words, they were good, pious friends. They would encourage each other. There's a majlis going, let's go for that majlis. There's a program, let's go. There's some place we can donate, let's go and donate. Let's help in this masjid. Let's help in this community. That was their friendship all about, to see how they can bring deen, encourage one another. You read your Fajr namaz today. You managed to wake up for your tahajjud. Did you read your Quran today? So their friendship was all based on good things. Not one friend telling the next friend, come, let's go, there is a show that is taking place here, or let us go and do this wrong thing, let us go for this movie. No, the basis was the basis of Iman, was the basis of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he mentions, he says there are hadith mentioning two sets of friends. One set of friends were based on piety. So what happens? One person passes away. When he passes away now, and he sees that reception, he sees that honor, he sees the beauty, he sees the glamour, he sees the comforts and enjoyment of Jannat, this person is so excited at that moment when he passes away and he sees what honor and respect he is given. So at that time he makes dua, he starts thinking. He said, I had a friend back in the world, and that friend used to always encourage me to do things. And it was because of him in the world that today I am enjoying this respect, comfort, enjoyment, whatever pleasures you can think of, I can see it here. It was because of that friend. So he starts making dua for his friend. He says, oh Allah, that friend of mine used to always encourage me to do good. He used to always keep me on the right path. He was the means for me to enjoy this. Allah, you keep him on the right path right till the end so that he can also enjoy this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell this person that don't worry. What we got in store for him is even better than what you can see in front of you. So that is what you call a true friend. That when he's gone, that the person actually makes dua for the person that was encouraging him. And then he explains that what will happen now is after some time when this friend passes away, and he now meets up with his friend in Jannah. He gets so excited, he welcomes him, he meets him, and he's so excited, he praises him, he's full of praise and full of respect, and there's such great enjoyment between the two friends. The friendship that was there, that friendship now continues in Jannah. Why? Because that was the friendship that was based on taqwa. And he gives and he explains that there was a friendship of not on piety. It was a friendship just for enjoyment of the world. That let's go do this and let's go do that and let's enjoy this and let's enjoy this. All a haram. But it was just about enjoyment. When one party wanted to do something right, the other one is saying, what are you so serious about? You only got one life, live it up. What do you want to go for salah, and you want to go for a program, and you want to fast, and you want to do all these good things. Life, live life, enjoy your life. Do whatever you want and enjoy yourself. You're only going to live once. So this was the type of friendship. So when one friend passes away, and now he sees that punishment, and he sees that disrespect, and he sees all the harm, and he sees all that difficulties that he's experiencing now in Akhirat, his mind goes back and he thinks that I always wanted to do the good things. Every time I wanted to do something good, there was this friend of mine that told me that don't be serious. Why are you getting so serious about life? Why are you becoming so pious? And enjoy yourself. And he was a means that would stop me, and he would never encourage me to do any good. So now he makes bad dua for that friend of his. He says, oh Allah, that you cause him also to go astray. You keep him astray so he can also experience the difficulties, the harms, and the what I'm going through. Oh Allah, all these things that I'm going through, as far as these difficulties are concerned, you also let him go through that. Why? Because he was the means for me having this today. So whatever I'm experiencing, it was because of him. So what happens is that he makes bad dua for that friend. So if what happens is when this friend, other friend passes away, now the second, then when he reaches him, now he starts cursing him, hurling abuse at him, swearing him, saying, because of you, I am going through all this punishment today. Because of you, whenever I wanted to do good, you stopped me. I am experiencing all this harm because of you. So he actually starts shouting him, swearing him, fighting him on the day of Qiyamah. So under this ayat here, that Al-Akhillah, bosom friends in this world, will be enemies on the day of Qiyamah, except those that are righteous and pious. He mentions this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what we learn from here is how important it is to keep good company. Good company will help us in this world, it will help us in the qabr, and it will help us also in akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.